I'd say we've been learning all season long. We've learned along the way this long American Hockey League season. I know there's still two games left, but we have an understanding now on you're still in games, regardless of the score. If you play the right way and wait for your opportunities and obviously capitalize on those, you have a chance to win hockey games. So I thought that was a direct reflection of tonight's win.
Is there some validation for you as a coach, though, seeing the players kind of buying into what you've been preaching now all year long?
Yeah, all season long they've been real good. It's a really good group of young men. All of them obviously want to get better. They come to the rink with lots of energy. And again, whenever you see the whole steps that are taking place here, and that's developing players for the Winnipeg Jets, all those players have went up there and done well. It definitely, as a coaching staff, brings a smile to our face when we see those guys do well up there. But now these guys that have come in from the ECHL and are still first-year players waiting for their opportunity, the improvements that they've made all season long. So to see them again get rewarded for it, that is a big part of what we're trying to do here.
You swept the season series against Rockford, won all four games. What makes you guys kryptonite for their team?
Well, I thought the games we played down there, I know we talked about this last night, we had a little bit of a different lineup. You know, we had players like Halaschuk in the lineup, Lipon, but I thought we were playing some really good hockey at the time. Some call-ups and injuries took place after that. And then here tonight, again, just we're in the back half of the season, right down to the stretcher, and it takes time for guys to get experience, to feel comfortable, to understand exactly what their games are and what the identity of how they need to play is. So I thought that's why you're seeing us be able to win some games here against a playoff team that these are big games for them.
For a coach, you must always be pleased to play well and get a win, but is there something a little extra when your team manages to be resilient and come back when you're down?
Yeah, there's always excitement. You guys know from watching games, it's always really exciting when you come from behind. We're down 4-2 in that game. Our last home game in front of our home crowd, able to give them some excitement, something to cheer about, to make it a real interesting game. So those are even wins when you look back on a season that those are the ones that you remember more so than the ones where you come out of the gates and it's a nice clean win. So those are exciting ones.
What does it say?
From your perspective, what's more important, getting the series sweep and slamming the door on the Ice Hogs, or winning the last game before your home fans?
For me, it's winning the last game in front of our home crowd. Last night, I thought was a real good game. Now a back-to-back scenario that you're dealing with against Rockford here. We know those very well in the American Hockey League. They're tough games to win. These back-to-back games are really tough to win. So we knew we played a good game in front of the home crowd last night. We wanted to make sure again that this is our last home game, that we left them with a good vision in their mind and leave them happy going home to again having a victory here. So to be able to do back-to-back, that's impressive.
Were players all well aware that the Jets' entire coaching staff and management are up there watching? You think that might have affected some of their play today?
You know what? They've been here all year, Russ. Those guys have, you know, Chevy and Zinger and Larry and Mark Chipman have been here all season long watching hockey games. Obviously, when they're on the road, it's a little different, but there's an evaluation that goes out after every game on how players have played. But being here in Winnipeg, there's always been somebody watching, so it isn't a one-game thing for a motivation for them.
What can you say about Jace DeLeo today? He really seemed to rise to the occasion.
Yeah, his game all season long. He's been one of our top three players with regard to consistency. Dangerous offensively, learned to play a solid two-way game. So a good first year for Chase.
Who would you say were the other two most consistent players?
Well, obviously, you know, when you're looking at your goaltending, would fit in that same category with Comrie and Hellebuck would be the other two that's sitting there.
You close to pulling Connor, or did you think about it?
I thought about it, yeah. For sure. I had it. I crossed my mind, obviously, on the bench anytime another team gets quick goals like that. But for me, the thought process is Connor's been our MVP. He deserves a chance to stay in the net. And I don't want the last home game for him, possibly, you know, in the American Hockey League to be one where he's pulled out of that net. So he's earned that. Respect to stay in the net and battle through, and nobody was happier than me whenever he was able to make some of those big saves that he had to come up with at the end of the game.
I think players really appreciate that kind of loyalty from their head coach.
Yeah, I think anytime, you know, these guys, every day they want to go on the ice in games and practice and get better. They don't want to go on the ice and play poorly. So anytime you can reward that and with loyalty and giving them a pat on the back at the right time is something that you hope gets traction with them.
Coach, what can you say about Brendan Kitchen getting into the lineup after making a early morning flight?
Yeah, I got a text at 5 in the morning. So that was Brendan Kitchen wondering if he could play in the game. Spoke with management and all the paperwork was filed along to get him available to play today. So It's no surprise to me because he's a very competitive player. This is 3 years now. I've had Brendan, went to the Calder Cup Finals with him. He played in the All-Star game that year, the same thing. He's a real competitive player. He wants to win. He's been our top point producer here down the stretch and for the majority of the season. So nice to have him in the lineup, and he was a big part of our win today.
Nice way to kind of say goodbye to the fans was the players tossing swag to them and stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought it was a real nice touch. The front office did a good job with putting that together and being able to hand out sign sticks for the fans and some logo wear for them. Just a little bit of appreciation given back.